My word. Instead of this charismatic, easygoing love, love, love. Listen, we need the word of God. We need the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's not tiptoeing through the tulips. David said, when he felt the Holy Ghost, he said, I could run through a troop. That means I could whip a whole army and I could leap over a wall. And I'm preaching and I apologize. Here we go. Okay, where was I? I don't even, what scripture was I on? You guys, what happened? Amen. The anointing fell. Acts 2:42. All right. Praise God. Here we read the apostles. They had a doctrine. Am I right? Did they have a doctrine? Let's establish that tonight. Praise. And the 3,000 people who were baptized on the day of Pentecost heard it and adhered to it and obeyed it and continued, the Bible said, steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They persevered. Amen. They made it through. Praise God. And you see, doctrine simply is teaching. We understand that tonight. So what people are saying when they say you should avoid any church that preaches doctrine and makes doctrine a matter of concern is that you should not attend any church that makes teaching a prerogative and a priority or a concern. Shocking as it sounds, that's what these people are trying to tell others. And shocking as it sounds, it's working. Teaching is a very important aspect of the ministry of the church. In fact, it's one of the main ministries of the church. Praise God. A lot of people want to be called to preach. But I want you to see something right here in the fivefold ministry. Are you ready for this? Hallelujah. He called prophets. He called apostles. He called evangelists. He called pastors. And he called teachers. And preachers is not even listed. But yet everybody wants to preach. I like what Billy Cole once said many years ago. He said, if you ever get a person that feels like they're called to preach and they get to preach them before they're a soul winner, they will never, ever preach souls to the altar because they never knew what it was to be a soul winner. Here's what you're saying to me. If you ever come to me and say, I feel led to preach, I feel directed to preach the gospel, amen. You're telling me I feel led to win souls. So get about 10 or 15, 20 or 30 home Bible studies under your belt and let's talk again. Hello? Amen. We have twice the preachers in the United Pentecostal Church. We have almost twice the preachers that we have pulpits. They're just happy as everything to just sit right up here while the pastor's preaching. They're just happy as everything to say, yep, I'm a preacher. Really? Hello? Amen. What you say when you say to me that you're a preacher, you say I'm a soul winner and I'm glad to have you and I'm glad you're here because we need all the soul winners we can get. I'm in the ministry. Great. You're a soul winner. Prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers. So the modern idea is actually doing away with one of the five main ministries of the church, and that is this. They want to take and withdraw teachers and replace that with just preachers. But I'm telling you right now, if you want to be a successful preacher, you want to be a successful leader, you want to be successful anything, you've got to be able to teach the Word of God to somebody. Amen. Let's look at the opponents of doctrine in the early church. There were those of the early church years who also opposed doctrine as modernist Christians do today. But you will be surprised to see who they were. Acts chapter 5, 27 and 28, when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked him, saying, didn't we straitly command you that you should not teach? I don't care how much you preach, but do not teach in this name. And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. In other words, you have filled Jerusalem with your teachings and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. That's what they were worried about. They were not worried about what they were preaching. They were worried about what everybody was going to feel about them because they did not teach it. And that was the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't hate us. That's not the reason they preach against us. They feel conviction when they are around us for not preaching what we preach and teaching what we teach. Because in the heart of hearts, they know it's right. Amen. Acts 5:29, Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." I mean, they're just ripping them. They're tearing them apart and telling them what they told them not to do and telling them not to teach. And when they finished, they said, "What do you think about that?" And the man of God said, "We need to obey God rather than you." How many of you feel the same way? Sure. Amen. To continue to preach doctrine and to teach is to obey God. And Peter insisted that to do otherwise would be to obey man and disobey God. And that's not something he was willing to do. He contended that it was God's will that he preached the doctrine first referred to in Acts 2:42. Doctrine is mentioned 34 times in the New Testament alone. Just in the New Testament, doctrine is mentioned 34 times. Now we know that the Old Testament was a shadow of things to come. In other words, what's going to come hasn't come yet, but we're preparing for it. In the Old Testament, doctrine is only mentioned 6 times. So if they want to go back to the Old Testament, that's their business. But there's a reason why it was only mentioned 6 times in the Old Testament and 34 times in the New. Amen. Praise God. Now Romans 16:17 says this. You may need to write it down. Romans 16:17. "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine." If they're not teaching the doctrine, mark them which you have learned and avoid. The Bible says avoid them. Somebody shout sound doctrine. Titus 2:1. Titus 2:1, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." 2 Timothy 4:3. Now listen to this. "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." They don't want to hear it. "But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Titus 1:9, "Holding fast a faithful word as he hath been taught, that may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers." We've got to know this doctrine so that when they come against us, we can share it with them. Amen. And teach them. Praise God. No other doctrine. Paul taught Timothy to assure himself that he taught no other doctrine than what Timothy received from the apostles. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 3. 1 Timothy 1:3. "As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine." Amen. Praise God. 1 Timothy 4:6. "If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and good doctrine." Amen. "Whereunto thou hast attained." Contrary to modern opinion, Paul told Timothy to be very, very much concerned about the doctrine. Amen. And that's what I'm hoping you're going to be concerned about before you leave this building tonight, is the doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:3. Listen to this. "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." Amen. 1 Timothy 4:16, take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. In doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that will hear you. 1 Timothy 4:16. In fact, true doctrine saves a person. To avoid people who have anything to do with doctrine is to avoid people who very well might be the ones who teach truths that are necessary for salvation. And to disregard doctrine altogether, as modernists are trying to do in all of our churches, is therefore to discharge the need for salvation. Paul connected doctrine with salvation. And rightfully so. Praise God. Amen. The reason they don't want to teach doctrine is because if they do, they're going to have to teach salvation. And if they teach salvation, it's going to completely separate them and their congregations from the world. And that's what they struggle with. That's the bottom line. That is the bottom line. Obey Jesus. Do we obey Jesus or modern liberalism? The bottom line is that Jesus preached doctrine and the apostles preached doctrine, and they highly stressed it. Who will you agree with? Modern liberal thinking that urges folks to disregard doctrine, heap to themselves teachers, tickling their ears and making them feel good, who don't teach proper doctrine or may preach some of the doctrine but not all of the doctrine. 2 Timothy 4. 2-4. In closing tonight. Amen. Let's find it, brethren, if you would. 2 Timothy 4, 2-4. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together, shall we? Amen. Somebody shout doctrine. So here's what we do. We preach the word. Just the word. We preach the word. We're to be instant in season. That means in season with the word. Out of season. Praise the Lord. Amen. When there's a setting for it, that's the season for it. But on your job, when you're making a car or you're making mousetraps, whatever it may be, and someone wants to know about Jesus, that's out of season. But yet, we're to be instant. Pastor, reprove. Prove it. Over and over and over and over. It bothers me when I come from conferences and I preach a little bit out of town or out of state, and someone in that congregation will just come up and just, they're being nice and they're being humble and they're being sweet, but I know what they're saying. They say, it's been a long time since we've heard about holiness. It's been a long time since we've heard that you have to be baptized in Jesus' name to make it to heaven. It's been a long time since we've heard that Holy Ghost speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. And I don't know if you know this or not, but I only preach in other apostolic churches until others invite me. And then they get a surprise. Brother Charlie Mahaney was traveling one day, and he pulled into a church, cars everywhere. He said, he was running late. He jumped out of his car, grabbed his sermon notes, ran into the church. They brought him to the pulpit. He went preaching to beat the band, went right through it all, man. Charlie Mahaney, he didn't hold anything back. He got finished. Everything was at the altar. Everybody was praying. I don't know what the results were. I forget about that part, but it just, and the bishop came up and greeted him, and it was a Baptist church, and he wasn't even supposed to be there. He had the wrong directions, wound up in the wrong church, and preached the right message. Strange things happen. Amen. But on the positive side, ladies and gentlemen, in foreign countries, and even in Davidson County, there's probably 5 other churches in Davidson County since we came here 26 years ago or so that are now baptizing in Jesus' name and believing the infilling of the Holy Ghost, evidenced by speaking in tongues. And there's a lot of truth that's being proclaimed out there. Amen. They're independents, and they're not UPC or whatever, but I can take you and show you where they are. Amen. But they're around. It's not everything that you would expect, but hopefully in the future it'll get there. And I'll tell you this. Hundreds. I'm telling you, hundreds of pastors are bringing their whole churches over to the United Pentecostal Church, and our preachers are going there and baptizing folks and baptizing the pastors and all. It's happening right now as I speak. So while some are looking at the falling away where people are losing it and backsliding and walking away and having their big jamborees and big dances and big hooplas and charismatic things, others are coming to the church. There's more coming in than going out. Because we're in the latter rain, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And so the man of God, from the Word of God, he said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And so, there's scriptures that say, though we or an angel or any other creature come along preaching anything else other than what we have delivered unto you, let them be accursed. And Paul turned right around and said it again in the very same verse. That's how important doctrine is. Amen. And so I want us to continue to have our Sunday nights. Amen. It wouldn't bother me if we had a few Tuesday nights every now and then that got away from us. Tonight almost got away from us. Praise the Lord. And that was my fault. Got a little under the anointing. Amen. That's country for anointing. But I want those times. But I want us to understand why we're having those times. Because we're celebrating truth every time we come together. We're not celebrating emotion. We're not celebrating goosebumps and feelings, things that are shallow. But we're celebrating deep things around here. Deep things. Doctrinal things. Things that don't just pull, but things that hold us and fasten us to the kingdom of God. Amen. Can I share a point with you? And then we'll go. Amen. It's not even dark in here. When I went for cancer treatments, each time I went in, they had poured a liquid substance all over my face to get the shape of my face, and it turned out to be a netting, and I could breathe through it, but that's all. I could barely see through it, and they formed it in a way that there were snaps. My head would go back against the bed there where they would do the treatments, And it was, my face and all that was pressed down tightly. And all the way around my head, that facial mask had snaps. And they would snap that down. And while they're doing that, they would say, "Mr. Marshman, we're so sorry about your discomfort." And I did that like for 40 days in a row. And then they would take a magic marker and begin to draw all over that mask. That was the reason for the mask, so that they wouldn't have to magic marker on my face every time that I had treatments. And the strong smell of magic marker, I'll never forget it. I don't want to use a magic marker till today. But it was just the aroma and all that. Anyway, they snapped my face down so that when the laser and all that red light began to burn, it literally burned the skin off of my face or up around my neck and all of that. And I couldn't move, because if I moved, then it would burn the wrong thing. And so they had to do it just right, and I was snapped in position. And I don't know why, I think about that when I talk about doctrine, because it's so precise. It's not on the edge of anything. It is so crossing the T and dotting the I, and it is so right there. And it's like every snap is in place. And I want to know what every one of them are, so that when the Lord needs to treat me, I'm in position to get it right where it needs to be. And I'm not playing any games. I didn't play any games with cancer because I wanted to be healed. And I don't want to play any games with doctrine because I want to make it in the rapture. So let's just raise our hands and thank the Lord for His word tonight. Let's praise God for His doctrine. Let's praise Him for His truth, His roadmap that He has given to us to see to it that we make it to the kingdom of God. Lift your voices, would you, for a moment, and let's just give Him praise.
With Jesus,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. That's what we're doing here. You love His word, you love Him. You love Him, you gotta love His word. You love His word, you love His teaching. You love His teaching, you love His doctrine. Every word is vital. Every word is important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I feel protected.
I feel protected.
In His arms. Never disconnected.
Hallelujah.
In His arms. I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be.
Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, "That's where I want to be." God bless you tonight. Thank you so much for being in the house of God. Take the word of the Lord and do something with it in your world.